Doing it. This is the podcast. Hey, Jeff. How's it going?
Hello.
Jamie,
I'm
how
Jeff
are you?
Cooper.
I'm say good.
That I lost you.
You lost didn't. Me?
He's right there.
I lost you guys.
You could never lose me. I'll always come back.
It's been about a month.
Yes, it has.
The worst month of my life. The worst.
Did your foot grow back, Jamie?
Did you lose a foot?
I got a robot foot.
Lucky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it also can dispense soft drinks.
Should have gone with Pez rather than soft drinks.
Keep your stupid opinions to yourself.
You big dumb face.
No, this has been a great month. I've had a great month.
That's
I'm
awesome.
Looking forward to your wedding, Jeff.
That is a thing. I'm getting married. Hey, audience. Creepy Russian guy. I'm getting married.
You're Yay! Not invited, Russian guy.
All listeners invited. Consider this your invitation.
Actually, this is the full extent of my wedding invitations. I'm just assuming that everyone who's important will show up after this.
Yeah.
I'm expecting at least 100,000 people to come.
There's still 10 subscribers out there somehow listening to the non-updating feed.
I'm actually going to get married at Giants Stadium just during a game. Like,
uh-huh.
They don't know it's happening yet, but I'm going to do it.
Oh.
And everyone there is, they're all the guests.
They are.
Yeah. It's like the Jamie Kennedy experiment, kind of.
My whole life is.
Is there a gigantic cell phone involved?
No, that's not Jamie Kennedy. That's what's that one that's good, that's British?
I don't know.
Trigger Happy TV.
Okay.
I missed that show.
Yeah, it was real good.
Remember the ones where on Trigger Happy TV where there would be a guy who would have a briefcase and he'd go up to someone sitting on a public park bench and he'd slide the briefcase across to the guy and he'd say, "There's the money, just give her back."
No, I don't, but that sounds good.
I feel like Trigger Happy TV was like the elegant Jackass.
Yes.
Jackass for the highbrow House of Lords crowd.
Trigger Happy TV is so bourgeois.
Indeed. So while we were gone, things happened in the world.
Yeah.
In the world of games. Nah. Some things.
Yeah.
Apparently, Vladimir Putin is the head of ISIS. That's what I heard.
Secrets.
Sure.
Is that okay? And they're coming out with a video game.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it Khloe Kardashian's Facebook app.com?
It's a spiritual sequel to the Kardashian game.
Okay.
Well, I think if you wait like 14 hours after the reveal at the end of the PT demo, then Vladimir Putin's face just flashes on the screen for like a quarter of a second. And he has the devil's eyes. So I mean, people are still thinking about what that means, but you know.
Huh.
We know what it means.
Yeah, you know.
9/11.
Yeah, it was an inside job, of course. I mean, that's what everyone thought.
Well, I mean, that's what's true. I mean, Third Tower.
Well, yeah, but it was also, I mean, there was 9/11 in the dark world that was perpetrated by Putin.
Oh, right. Yeah. The upside down Earth.
Yeah. Well, I mean, come on. This is just basic, you know, conspiracy
Facts.
Theory 101.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The people who don't believe are just being brainwashed by the chemtrails and the lizard people.
Well, it's in our drinking water.
Did you know that Vladimir Putin is the
is.
Only non-lizard person in who's ever been in public office?
Well, he's fighting against the lizard insurrection.
It's true, yeah.
He's not the hero we want, but he's the hero we deserve.
Exactly. ISIS, they're actually the anti-lizard task force.
Are we describing the plot of the new Metal Gear game?
Probably.
That's actually the plot to The Conduit 3.
Also, we should probably not condone anything ISIS has done on our podcast. I just feel like that might be in bad taste.
Really? All right. You seem to have a better sense of being PC than I do, so I'll go with you on this one.
Might be too soon on that one.
I don't even know what I just
the
keep
man
seeing
who made jokes about Hiroshima.
Yeah. Too soon?
But see, I waited a long time for that one.
Yeah, you did. Well,
comedy gold, just waiting it out.
You didn't wait a long time from our experiencing of the museum.
Well, you see, my entire life, my entire existence has been built around making that comment like some 6 years after the horrible thing occurred.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, I get it. Yeah.
So basically it all makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I assumed you were just talking about big butts again.
So now that we pass the inside joke section of the podcast.
I thought it was just, that was it. That was the podcast.
The inside joke section of the podcast. I actually just mean that we're done for the night.
As far as I know,
quota met.
These podcasts exist so that when I'm 90 years old and I'm about to die, I can listen to them. That's why these podcasts exist.
This is your audio. This is your audio log, Jeff or Jamie.
Yeah.
You need to get like an old 40 record and print this on there and just put like a little single playing unit out and like hide it underneath your stairs or in like a public restroom or something somewhere. And that's it.
Yeah. I'm going to get a gold plated record and put this on it and shoot it up into space for the aliens.
What did they call those in BioShock? Vocaloids? No.
Voxophones.
Voxophones.
Sure, yeah. Voxophone.
Is that like a volumetric phonograph?
You should also include a handwritten document along with it that's just in case the person doesn't want to actually listen to it.
Wow, they need something to turn over in their hands and analyze while the audio plays.
Exactly. Yeah, you want to collect something. Audio is not tactile enough.
Well, what I'd like to do is I'd like to create a document that like it purports to do one thing, but then if you turn it over, if you take the time to do that, there'll be something special on the back. I like to reward those who take the time to fully turn over the objects that they gather.
I see. Gotcha. Are you going to hide that in a sundial that you can only unlock at a certain time of day when you align the constellations correctly in the observatory?
Yes, of course.
Sounds like a good deal to me.
That's great.
What we just described for some reason reminded me of Device 6, and then I got really nostalgic for Device 6.
No, I need to finish.
Did you write something on the back of your iPad?
No, almost.
Griffin, have you tried it yet, Device 6?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's a hell of a game. No. I've only played one chapter all the way through, but it is the most unique experience I think I've had on iPad.
I think it's the only game that I've played on iPad that I thought to myself, this actually this makes this medium do something that other video game mediums haven't done yet. And it's not that it couldn't happen on other systems, but it just happened to happen on this one. And because it's portable and you can flip it over, you can flip your tablet over and stuff, it also works well. So it's cool.
Sure.
Did you play that ridiculous fishing? That was pretty good.
No, I didn't. I should give that a try.
That's a good thing for a touchscreen game.
I feel like this is even better, Griffin. You should try it.
Oh, I will.
It uses the iPad.
Hey, I just played through The Wolf Among Us. That was like 6 hours with the iPad. That's more than I've used it all year.
Yeah,
Griffin, you need to get a new one so you just look for excuses to manipulate it with your fingers because the hardware is so nice.
Sure.
Device 6 is not a 6 hour long game.
Okay.
It's shorter. So I'm just saying.
Well, then I'll have plenty of time next year for it.
What do you mean? Next year?
When I have time to play games on my iPad again. So I used up all my time. I burnt through it all.
I thought you were saying next year when games haven't come out yet because, you know.
I'm going to wait for Device 6 to get ported to the PlayStation 4.
I don't think it ever will.
Oh, well.
I'm going to actually wait for the new 3DS version. See what I did there?
It could work on 3DS. You have to be able
to
have to be able to flip the screen around. You can't flip your TV around.
It might work on Vita. I think it would probably work best on Vita if it were being ported, honestly.
Maybe.
It's just a single touch screen. It's the closest in approximating a mobile device.
What about the Wii U tablet?
It's a hell of a game.
You guys excited? Yeah, it could work on the Wii U tablet, actually. Oh. Are you guys excited for the new 3DS? I'm actually down.
Yeah.
At first, I was kind of pissed off, and then I was
excited.
You know what? I'm super excited for this.
I just can't hide it.
I'm unbelievably First of all, I would have bought it anyway because I'm a Nintendo freak. But the moment they announced that,
says the guy who didn't even buy a 2DS.
Yeah, Jeff.
Well, I would have if they would let me transfer my.
How many Amiibos do you have pre-ordered? Some fan.
Amiibos are dumb. Shut up.
I'm going to note this in the life notes here. I wish I could just make that a permanent remark forever.
You're going to send this to Iwata. He's going to be pleased. Please disappoint. Or very disappoint. The moment I saw the Xenoblade was coming, I was so excited. I want that game on portable.
You ready to play a shittier version of Xenoblade?
I'm completely ready.
All right.
I'm not ready. But I am ready for the head tracking because I don't know if this happens to you guys. I know, Jeff, you have trouble seeing the 3D at all. But not only do I have to keep my 3DS entirely still to have the 3D work, but I also have to tilt it at a slight angle so the left side of the 3DS is a little farther away from my...
You should close one eye.
But that'll then I won't have any of the 3D.
Exactly.
Okay.
I wonder if you have crazy eyes, Jamie.
Well, I have astigmatism in one eye.
Killer. Yeah.
And it's my left eye, and I have to hold the thing farther away from my left. I don't know.
I don't think this is going to solve your problem.
Correct that particular issue?
Well, since the lenses are also... Yeah, maybe not.
I guess not. I can see 3D, Jamie. I've trained myself to be able to do it. But yeah, it's really limited. So I like the head tracking.
Can I train myself to see 4D? How do you train yourself?
Just doing like eyeball push-ups at night?
I don't have binocular vision. I have to practice. In order to use both my eyes at once.
Do you
I'm
mean
serious.
Like you have to like practice as in like getting the muscles of your eyes.
Right
to
now
do...
I'm envisioning Jeff with like a sweatband on jogging in place and then a flashcard of one of those stereoscopic find the dolphin images
gets
put in front of him.
Holding out for a hero as my montage music.
Yeah. It's already playing.
Wait, can I request I'm holding out for a hero? Oh, it's already playing? Okay, great.
The best in the business.
No, I have to like really focus my muscles in order to get it to work.
I gotcha. I see.
Yeah,
not worth it.
Do you think if like my abs, cool. I can go back in time?
Probably. Okay. Only if you get them up to 88 miles per hour.
Okay.
Yeah. P 88 miles per hour X. How shredded are your abs? Are they time travel shredded?
My abs aren't shredded at all. Mm. It's so sad. I've lost a lot of weight, though. I've lost about 12 pounds now.
Hooray!
Nice. Hooray! And every Monday, this guy named Desi blasts them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he blasts. He says, I want to see your ab pop out. That's what he says.
Does he blast them?
I want to see your pop out.
He blasts them with a white fluid, or does he blast them in a different way?
Chantilly cream.
I'll leave that up to you, Dennis. He also says before every class starts, he goes, who's ready to work the abs? And no one says anything. And then he says, you want to talk to me? Fine. And then he starts going. And then he plays Rihanna's Drive for 20 minutes straight.
Nice.
Are you getting? Griffin, are you going to G.I. Joe fitness instruction camps?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Griffin, can I just say that Chantilly Cream is the name of the... A stripper that I visited.
That's great. Yeah, you can say that.
So, video games.
Well,
I don't like them that
talking
much.
Talking about that 3DS with that nubbin.
Oh yeah, it has a little nub on it. That thing is so cute. It looks like a third nipple.
Like Marky Mark of handheld console.
Does he have three nipples?
It's perennial.
Does.
My attraction to him just grew by 1,000,000%.
I think he's so good at rapping.
I forgot that the third nipple was an unholy sacrifice.
It's like the third eye of rappers.
Mm. Well, I think if you're white and you want to have a rapping career, you need to apply the third nipple.
Mm. He didn't apply it. He grew it.
He applied for it. He got his permit for third nipple. It was finally approved.
I saw a sign the other day, dye nipples need not apply.
Whoa. That's rude.
Try nipples.
Huh.
Yeah.
It was being held by the three boobs chick from Total Recall.
The best 30 seconds of that movie. I love that woman. She didn't. She had more than three.
No, she had three.
She had three?
Yeah.
She had three.
It's three. In both movies.
Okay. Jamie, how do you even masturbate? If you don't know how many.
Clearly he does because he's picturing more than three.
Yeah. How do you masturbate?
Yeah, really.
Listen, that ain't sad, right, man. Jamie. You're nothing.
If I see more than two boobs on one person, my brain can't handle it, and it just becomes infinity boobs.
Or they reduce to two. They collapse to two. It's like a super state. Like a quantum state, which just collapses when it's observed by humans. Yeah, so I like the nubbin. What do you guys think of the nubbin?
We'll see. Yeah.
All right. That's fine. I think they said it was like a C stick on a GameCube.
Yeah, they say that, don't they?
You know what that makes me think?
That it's not true?
GameCube works.
GameCube ports. Really?
Yes. Yeah. I think that
Super Mario Sunshine.
I think that what they're going to do is just port GameCube games, and that'll be their exclusive titles. That's my opinion on the meta. What do you guys think?
That would be interesting. They don't seem too eager to dip into the GameCube pool yet, but I guess that's just because they haven't had a handheld capable of doing it well.
Why wouldn't they do that for other systems before this? Like, what is it about this that makes it special that they wouldn't be doing it for the Wii or the Wii U?
Well, Jamie?
I just meant that there hasn't been a Nintendo handheld yet, even the 3DS, that can probably handle GameCube-style graphics. I could be completely wrong.
I'm going to go out on a limb here since Nintendo's history of porting their old video game content has proven that they are definitely willing to do that. We might see this in the next 10 years.
That's a pretty risky bet there, Griffin.
Yep, I know. That's what they call me.
I don't know if it's going to pan out for you.
Oh, I know.
Super Mario Sunshine Remix 2018.
Well, I think that it's GameCube and Wii are basically the same for them because the Wii was basically 1.5 GameCubes. Like that's like a known fact that the Wii was not really much more powerful than the GameCube graphically or CPU wise. So I would not be surprised if this becomes their GameCube / Wii port machine, but we'll see.
I don't think they're going to have much that takes advantage. I just get the feeling. I don't know how they could have a lot of games that take advantage of the doubled VRAM and the doubled.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be exactly like the third nipple, just a vestigial trait that's hanging on. You're like, we did it. It's something. Milk came from this once, but not anymore.
but guys, it's backwards compatible with Resident Evil Revelations.
Yes.
Cool.
That's what we all wanted.
Finally.
So you guys don't think it'll have the breadth that the Game Boy Color library had, for example? Because there were quite a few Game Boy Color exclusive games.
I don't see it as a Game Boy Color. I mean, it could certainly turn out to be that way. I see this more as a DSi type situation.
Yeah. Nintendo's struggling enough putting games out. I don't think they need to limit themselves even more.
But Griff, you were saying Game Boy Color before.
I was saying Game Boy Color is just like the how you can compare it if you want a comparison.
Okay, like, but you don't think they'll pursue that strategy. You don't think they'll try to put exclusives on here?
No, I don't. I mean, it wouldn't make sense. It all depends on how it sells first. And then, like I said, Nintendo is having hard enough trouble getting games out, like third-party games for their system.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think they're going to just stick with what makes them money right now.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really feel like the Game Boy Color was a stopgap for them. I do feel like this is a stopgap, at least now. Oh, that may change. Yeah. But I feel like they're just, this is, you know, and this is coming out maybe 2 years from now we'll get the 3DS Advance GameCube Boy Watch
that gets packed in with Borderlands 2.
Yeah.
Oh no. They would do that too.
The PP sequel. Cuz the humor
I'm just imagining Reggie Fils-Aimé being like, we believe that Borderlands 2 offers a tremendous value proposition to gamers. I could see him doing that PR spin right now.
It's Fils-Aimé.
I forgot. Fusamech will never die.
In 2 more years, he's just going to fully turn into the spiral and just give up. It's Fusamech.
Every time the Fusamech is name dropped, how sad do you think the people of Mega 64 get?
Why would they be getting sad?
Because their joke is being run further and further into the ground.
I think they're pretty happy about that, right?
I don't know.
I thought they'd be sad about the creative integrity of their joke being completely destroyed by overuse. But maybe not.
I think when you cut a promo video with Nintendo, you've already succumbed to that kind of
expectation. You have to prepare for that eventuality.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
There was some, I guess, with that, what was it? The small unit. Okay, so I was thinking about this today. So the smaller one, the new 3DS, is going to have those super pretty Famicom buttons on them, which is really the only thing that I like about that smaller version. But I'm thinking those probably won't exist when they get brought to the West.
I don't know. I think they'll keep those. I'm excited about those swappable faceplates.
But those Famicom color buttons don't mean anything to anybody except for, like, super fans.
I still think they'll do it, though, because why would they change it back? I think that would just introduce a higher cost for them.
Change the button color? I think that's going to be absolutely negligible for them.
I guess. I don't know. I don't think they would bother, honestly. But maybe I'm being too optimistic. Like, do you think, Griffin, they'll change the color on the lettering on the 3DS XL model?
The lettering? What are you talking about? The color?
If you look at the lettering on the 3DS XL model, color follows the same scheme as the coloring on the buttons on the small one.
Yeah, I think they're not going to maintain that Famicom colors, because Famicom doesn't mean that color scheme doesn't mean have meaning in the West like it does in Japan.
I don't know. I think they'll keep it, but I guess we'll see.
Well, that's what appeals to me the most about that smaller system. So I will have to make my decision when the time comes, I guess, as to which one.
But you don't care about the faceplates at all?
No, not really. I think they're neato, but I just don't really care.
Those faceplates are enough to make me want to go back to the small one. But even though I really like the big small one.
You can't go
back.
No,
but I like the faceplate so much.
You can't go back. You would be so too small? Aggravated.
It is?
It's pretty small.
It's pretty small.
All right.
This is a slight increase. It's 1.2 times the area, which is like a 10% increase on each dimension, but still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is the XL a bigger one, too?
No, it's exactly the same.
Okay.
It's gained like a millimeter in girth or something.
Yeah, it's like 1 millimeter taller. And
if I had a dime every time I heard that.
Usually you need a special pump for that.
I pay good money for that.
That's what Desi works on in the after hours. He just keeps blasting.
Aussie ass pop out.
Just keep blasting it.
I don't even know. This is another thing that he says. He starts making us do something, and then he'll say, like, I don't even know what I'm doing up here. Which I really don't understand why he would say that.
Is he coked out of his mind?
Probably.
Does he actually not know what he's doing, and he's just a man off the streets who thinks he's hosting a fitness class, or is hosting a fitness class, but he actually thinks he's in space?
It's possible, but if that's the case, he happens to be the man with the most ridiculous abs I've ever seen. He wears a wife beater, and each ab is like clearly visible through the wife beater.
I think you're looking at the boobs, like, again, Jamie.
They're different. They're all different sizes and shapes, and all fascinating in their own ways.
Is he training you to fight the alien menace?
Yeah. He's actually Eberu Hamarinkanu, and we're going to fight the aliens together.
I figured that he must be, because he's so passionate. He wants to prepare everyone for the horrors that await you. He's been to the future. He has seen the machines.
Oh, man. And then the other guy who does it, his name is Mushir. And when he does countdowns, they both do countdowns, right? So you'll be doing something, and then they'll start counting 10, 9. in between Mushir's countdowns, he adds in extra things that he says, but they never make any sense. So he's like, 10, pull it. 9, scream it. 8, watch it.
Bop it.
Are you guys taking a bop it class?
Yeah. Pretty
much. Jamie, I hope you still have that bop it at home, by the way.
Of course I do.
Okay, good.
I actually found another bop it.
Did you put them together and fuse them to see what new Pokemon would come out of them?
Yes.
Excellent.
Maybe, do you think that new 3DS games will maybe take advantage, even games that are, you know, you can play them on the old 3DS? Do you think that they, are they supposed to work better on this new one or no?
There's been no real word about it. I could see it going either way. I could see it being that old games just won't be updated at all because I don't think they were coded with a new one in mind. But I could see like Monster Hunter 4 being enhanced with like maybe slightly better textures.
What about like this new Pokemon? Because the Pokemon frame rate was really bad in 3D.
It's possible. I mean, there's been no official announcement yet, but I could definitely see them doing that.
Gotcha.
It pretty much, for Japan at least, it pretty much seems to be like the Monster Hunter 3DS.
Yep.
Like, hey, do you guys like hunting games? Wasn't it annoying to have to put that big thing on your thing? Or
yeah, tell me about it. Yep.
Or use the claw.
Tired of weights?
They,
scared
when
of
they
electric
were showing
surgeries?
It off, they showed off Monster Hunter 4, and they showed off... They showed off Final Fantasy Explorers, which is a Monster Hunter clone.
Yep.
So I'm guessing we'll see, but it looks like it might just be like, hey, now you get the controller pad pro without a thing. Yep. Here you go. So we'll see. But I think that they must have had a reason for increasing the CPU speed and increasing the VRAM.
Maybe.
Other than just Xenoblade.
Yeah.
If it helps things like the OS, I'm hopeful that it will extend to certain games, if not all games.
Well, I think it will because Xenoblade is the first... you mean it will extend to old stuff, Jamie?
Yeah, that's my hope. I'm not too hopeful.
Yeah, I don't think they're coded like PC games, so I don't think that they'll take advantage. I'm guessing they'll run in some kind of old legacy mode, but we'll see. Maybe they won't.
Okay. You're probably right. I'm just
it'd be nice.
Really hopeful.
Yeah, it'd be nice if we got frame rate bumps. But that's see,
I think it's all think to take on that new burden of the amiibo functionality. Always on NFP.
Let me tell you guys about the one feature that nobody's talking about, which is the auto brightness function. Which has finally come to 3DS.
That's awesome, actually. I could see... So you know how with that stupid RAM thing you shoved in your N64, you could still play the games? You could still play Perfect Dark on your N64, but it looked even more like horse shit? Maybe... Yeah. I could see that happening.
But you couldn't play Majora's Mask.
You couldn't play Majora's Mask at all without it?
No. Could you play the Pod Racer one, I don't think.
Mm-mm. How can you get that motion blur without that extra RAM?
There's no way. There's just no way.
Impossible.
See, this is why I think there's going to be some limited first-party output in the form of ports, which I'm totally okay with because I rather illogically would pretty much do anything to have most of my favorite games on portable devices. So I'm completely happy with this.
All right. Well,
what's that game that I never played? Zack and Miri Make Porno? Zack
and Wiki.
Yeah, but that was a Wii game.
Zack and Wiki.
I want to play that on my portable console.
I think there's a good chance.
All right.
But there probably isn't, actually, because that game didn't sell well and it was made by Capcom, so there's basically zero chance.
Okay.
But you should get it. It's pretty great.
Hey, I'm playing a pretty great game on my current 3DS.
What's that like?
Hit us with it.
You want to hear about it?
Tell me everything.
Yeah. It's called Guns Vault? Azure Striker Gun Vault?
Watch your mouth.
Gun Vault. Did either of you guys get it?
5Ds? Nope. I haven't grabbed it yet, Jamie.
It's called Yu-Gi-Oh! 5Ds.
Uh-huh.
It's a PlayStation I game.
All right. Now we're talking.
It's for 6 to 13 players.
Okay.
And
also 6 to 13 age group.
The booster pack costs $130.
Okay, I can handle this.
But I think that, you know, that's just a lot of value right there.
Sure is.
But
how many holographic cards do you get?
You get none. Those are 130 each.
Oh, okay. How many really blue eyes white dragons come with
it? I really wish that
Hello? Oh, I hear you.
Griffin? Hello. Hey.
What'd you say, Griff? Dragons?
You just stopped in the middle of your thing.
Okay, well. How many blue eyes white dragons do you get?
Oh.
There's
no more than three in a deck.
You have to buy Hearthstone. Okay. And actually, this game is interoperable.
You have to buy Hearthstone? How do you do that?
It's a Nintendo 3DS only version.
Oh, okay.
It's again $130.
All right.
No, I thought if you spend $1,000 in Hearthstone, you unlock an achievement called Bought Hearthstone.
Hearthstone player level one.
If you summon Exodius, do you get another booster?
Yes. Wow, you're just whipping out your Yu-Gi-Oh! I don't even know what this is.
You know what's really sad? He's not even right. It's not Exodius. It's Exodia.
Oh, no, because shoot. Because outed. I expect that from you. So it's fine from you. When it's from Griff, I'm worried that he's actively playing Yu-Gi-Oh!
Every day. That's actually what I'm doing while we podcast. Is I just build decks. I'm like, oh man, I got this rare Jinzo deck going here. Heavy machine type, know what I mean?
Let me tell you about this Gunvolt game, because it's actually pretty interesting. Do you guys know how it works? Have you read any reviews or anything?
I know a little bit. Mega Man. You don't shoot normally, right? You have to hold the button to highlight enemies, and then you release to kill them?
Almost correct. Pretty much correct. I'll explain. Because when you see a screenshot of this, it looks exactly like Mega Man, which is why I bought it. But it actually, even though it looks like Mega Man and in some ways is reminiscent of Mega Man, I actually think that it's completely different.
You know what they say, if it barks like a Mega Man.
Why did you say that like a wrestler?
Calling you out, Gunvolt. You bark like a Mega Man. You walk like a Mega Man. That means you are a Mega Man.
You're just a crony. Oh, man.
Stop him, Juice Slim Jim.
Wrestlers should promote games more often.
I agree.
Be careful what you ask
for.
Shannon and I were accidentally watching WWF yesterday, and there was a wrestler who was like the whitest man I've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
He was.
Was his name Sheamus?
Yes, it was Sheamus.
Yeah. Oh, I know Sheamus.
It was amazing. And whenever they slapped him, he got so red. I felt so bad.
Did Shannon identify with him as a fellow white person?
When Shannon is...
Please,
like,
they prefer pigment challenged.
Shannon is like... See, Sheamus is white. He's just like parchment white. Shannon is actually translucent. It's hard to sometimes... The lighting has to be correct or else you just don't see her at all.
Ugh, just like bones?
No, no bones, no nothing. Actually, it's kind of like an invisibility suit.
Oh.
Yeah. Actually, NASA is really interested in her.
NASA the rapper.
But,
the NSA?
That's it. That's
okay.
The one.
There you go. Okay. Go on. Sorry.
So, in Mega Man, I feel like you try to avoid damage more than you try to deal it out, at least in the main parts of the levels. And in this game is like completely the opposite of that. The system is really weird. So, you have a gun, and that's why I thought it would be Mega Man, because it looks like you're shooting and blah, blah, blah. But your gun does some damage, but almost no damage whatsoever. The only thing that your gun does is target enemies. And if you shoot an enemy once, you target him like 1 out of 3 strength, twice 2 out of 3, and thrice 3 out of 3 strength. But that depends on the gun you're using. And so once you've targeted an enemy, what you then do is you press the R button on the 3DS. And when you press the R button, this giant ball of electricity forms around you, which literally takes up more than half the screen.
Oh.
And it shoots lasers out of the ball of electricity to the enemy that you've targeted. Certain guns can only target one enemy. Certain guns can target multiple enemies. But so that's the way that you do damage. You like almost you highlight enemies by shooting them, and then you shoot sparks out of your electricity ball. The electricity ball is also kind of a shield. The electricity ball is also it also does contact damage, and the electricity ball also slows down your falling speed. All of these things come into play when you're getting through these levels. And at first it seems kind of simple, kind of easy, but it gets really complicated, and they want you to use those features of that energy ball in different ways, and it kind of keeps things fresh. And it's you also have other abilities, special abilities that you can queue up and use.
That sounds really cool, by the way.
Yeah, it is really cool. You have different guns, you have different equipment you can use, and it's the most ridiculous Japanese bullshit, insane anime craziness story that I've experienced in a while. Even though it's not very heavy, there isn't much to the story, but anytime anyone opens their mouth, it's amazing. They're just spewing ridiculous nonsense, quoting, like, using biblical terms for no reason. Good.
Is there a lot of, like, Descartesian philosophy happening as well?
There is weird philosophical hints. There's, like, characters that speak in strange accents. I told you guys about a character named Monica with a Q, and she's French, apparently.
Okay.
And so she says,
of course,
instead of V, it's written XE, and she, ze. X? You have to get to the base.
Usually when they're doing V, it's ZE.
ZE.
Well, now it's XE from Monica.
She sounds pretty XE to me.
There was one character who was bisexual and like a sex fanatic who was the bad guy of one stage. And
that's kind
of
cool.
Bigendered. What's the term for that?
I don't know.
Oh, that's super cool. Hermaphrodite?
Yeah. He literally says, I have, what the fuck did he say? It was
literally
terrifying.
Is he horny hematode? Is that his name?
He's a horny nematode. He said, I have a tool for every hole and a hole for every tool. He literally says that.
I'm buying this game right now. I'm literally on the download store buying this silly game.
It's $15.
I'm doing it.
And there's more to it than I thought, because it has one of those base. So there's like an intro level a la Mega Man X. And then you get to the main screen after that, and there's six levels. And I'm like, all right, I'll play the six levels, and then there'll be a bad guy level or a boss level. That'd be it. But there's more levels than that. There's like intermediate levels. There's like a home base where you manage your equipment and all that stuff. It's interesting. It sounds, I think, cooler than it is, and the ideas are a little cooler than they actually like are when you're playing the game. It's not always a ton of fun. Sometimes it's a little aggravating, but it's definitely, I think, worth $15.
Hmm. Now you made me a little nervous. I'm at the credit card information screen. I'm not sure what to do.
It's just that I don't know. I feel like, Jeff, you might think it's a little easy, but the cool thing is that you can, if you want, activate these challenges for the levels and apply them to the levels and then play the levels again, and you'll get more goodies that way, and it also will make it harder.
Yeah, I heard that it was a pretty easy game, and that it's more about, like, finesse if you're good at it.
Yeah, and you get graded at the end of every level, and so if you're into that, you can figure out how to get through the levels quickly and how to not waste your shots and stuff like that. There's a lot to it. I think you should definitely check it out, both of you guys. All right.
Got to update with my new debit card.
I'll watch a video.
Guys, you want to hear something really appalling?
Is it your Nintendo credit card
numbers? Nintendo still doesn't take American Express.
Good for them.
MasterCard.
PayPal, nope.
Just Visa and MasterCard.
Nope. My credit card number is invalid, guys. Can we turn this podcast into customer support for my credit card?
Yeah, yes, please. Read the email.
Excellent.
Read your strongly worded letter aloud.
I'm going to read my two-factor authentication.
You can go to your local CVS and buy a Nintendo whatever card.
Nope. Oh, shit. I solved it. So, Jamie, do you play anything?
I tried Dylan's else? Don't... Sorry. Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Dylan's Rolling Western. I played it for like 5 minutes. I don't get it. I think it's cool, but I just don't get it. I need to try more.
I felt like it looked a little... I don't know. I don't really like tower defense, so...
I love tower defense. I didn't even get to the tower defense part. It's so weird. It's like there's a resource collecting phase, and then there's a building phase, and then there's a tower defense phase. And I literally only got to the resource collecting phase, and I had no idea what was going on. And they were telling me to go places, and I didn't know where they were, and then I turned the game off.
Oh, no.
Well, you showed it.
Yeah.
Here's my problem with that game. I hate tower defense, as I told you, but I love character mascots.
He's adorable. And adorable. The writing's good. There's other little like cartoony characters, and it's cute. I'm sure it's fine. I just didn't have the patience right then. I'm going to definitely try it again. But that's pretty much all I've played.
Okay.
Nice.
Would you like me to go next, Griff, or you want to talk about your plan?
Gunwolt. You can go ahead. That's fine.
Okay. I have played a couple games, some other stuff in between all this stuff, but I'll go through the major ones. I played Virtue's Last Reward.
Yay!
Should excite you, Griffin. Griffin, get excited.
I am excited.
Hooray! Yay. Hey, that game's pretty great.
Yep, it sure is.
It can be... Griffin said a lot of good stuff about it, and I pretty much agree with all that stuff. It's definitely super mindfucky, very much like 999. A really worthwhile visual novel. You should definitely play it.
Best game I've played last year.
It can get a little tedious going through all the different paths, yep. But they do... It's kind of a function of the design of the game. Like there's really not much more they could have done, but they kind of go out of their way to make it as easy as possible. Like, there's a fast-forward button, so you can skip all the dialogue that you have already read, although they forgot to flag a few parts, so there's some parts you have to watch no matter what. But it can get a little tedious. That's definitely an issue with it. You do end up watching a lot of the same content again. Also, by the end, I was really sick of the puzzles and just really wanted to do the story.
Yeah,
that's too bad.
I think that was kind of the result of kind of cramming it all into one go, because the story grabs you and you're like, oh my god, I want to figure out what's going on here. I want to get all the... Because the way that the game is built kind of encourages you to essentially like replay segments without really giving too much away, but essentially like you kind of want to like there's a lot of decision points in the game, and it's to your benefit to explore all potential decision points. So just the act of doing that can be somewhat tedious. And also, just as a visual novel, it's necessarily a very low budget. Like, you know, there's really very little in the way of animation. Not much in the way of assets, except for like the puzzle rooms themselves. But it's really great. It's definitely worth your time. And having completed it, I'm very sad that Virtue's Last Reward 3 is kind of in jeopardy. Although I had read that there was some Operation Bluebird thingy, which made them reconsider. So yeah, maybe they'll...
I heard about that.
Yeah.
What is Operation Bluebird?
Just a bunch of people it's like on the Moonfall internet and saying, hey, we're interested in this game. And then the developer's like, okay, cool.
4chan?
Yeah, pretty much. Who is she?
Sure.
what does he want?
No, it's like Operation Rainfall, Jamie. Remember that?
Nope.
It's like Kickstarter, but with no money involved.
Yeah, that was the campaign to bring over...
Wavebird?
No, to bring over... what are those games? Xenoblade, Last Story, and Pandora's Tower, all of which came over. Nintendo insists that it had nothing to do with their decisions, but I don't believe them at all. But anyway, so there was a campaign. It was, you know, the developers took note. They made some cryptic remarks about things being evaluated. So maybe. But Jamie, you should definitely play it. It's a really cool game with really fun concepts and just a lot of insanity. But like because the characters are older, as I realized, Griffin, I kept saying they were younger when I was comparing it to Danganronpa.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just all stupid, dumb anime characters.
No, they are sure not. They're actually good, well-developed, interesting characters.
What's the price point again?
I don't know if it's free anymore.
on PlayStation Plus for a little while.
I missed that.
It's probably like $20, maybe, if even.
Yep.
I'd totally wait for worth a, it well, still. Yeah, it's totally worth it. There might be another sale on it. I think there's a good chance at some point. What was I going to say about that game? Oh, Griffin, I would say that I really do like the characters. Some of them are kind of a little bit duddish, like
oh, sure.
You know the Booby one. Booby
oh,
one's
yeah,
kind of
yeah,
duddish.
Yeah. She is
frankly
worthless.
Booby number one and Booby number two are both kind of duddish.
The more boobies you have in that game, the less interesting you are. I know that's
you guys,
kind of shocking.
You guys, my brain is just breaking. There's 1,000 of them. It's infinite.
Focus. Turn the slider on the 3D down.
I'm clenching the abs.
No, not too hard. You might time travel. Who is 4chan? Who is she?
So yeah, it was really great. And I might as well segue over to another Spike Chunsoft game that I am playing. I just started, which is Danganronpa 2. You guys may remember that I played the first game. Talked about it a little bit. It's essentially high school kids that are all trapped together and incentivized by a kind of creepy, cutesy, funny bear to kill each other. And you have like little mystery segments after they do that to find the killer. Kind of crazy, plays a lot or leans heavily on kind of anime tropes, but is also a pretty decent visual novel. It seems like basically the same game as the first one, except continuing the story. I mean, it's the same tone as far as I can tell. I'm 2 days into the game. Tone feels very, very similar. There is one really cute thing where the bad guy made fun of the writing from the first game and was like, he talked about a plot twist and he's like, only a hack would do something like that. That's so cliche. And it's funny. Griffin probably hates it.
Tell me more about that.
Inexplicably, he hates it.
I do. Yep. Hate it.
Yep, I know. I understand.
Stupid. Yeah.
It's been fun. It's more Danganronpa, and I really enjoyed the first game for reasons that I can't fully articulate, but I'm not alone. It's a fun little game.
Other people agree.
No, it's like VLR except more lighthearted, I would say. It's like it's got a little bit of mindfuck. It's a reasonably well-written visual novel, I would say.
I think the best thing about that game is it plays a lot better than VLR. Like, it is a better game.
It does.
Game.
I mean, it plays better, but I don't even think that's necessarily the reason that I enjoyed it. I mean, I like a good mystery game. I like a good Phoenix Wright ripoff, but it has a certain little something that I think makes it fun, makes it stand out. The characters are very one-note, but they're fun. I like the kind of lighthearted juxtaposed with the kind of grim, dark side of it. So you have kind of like the goofy bad guy, but you also have people killing each other. It's a fun combination. I like it.
Valkyria Chronicles 2?
Exactly.
Yes. Hey, Jamie, you should download the fan translation for the third one and play it on your computer. It's been out for a little while. You should play it on your computer.
Oh, I'm really excited.
With
thanks
your legally...
Getting me kicked out of med school.
You should use your legally acquired UMD and then use the reader that you purchased and hook it up to your computer.
Oh yeah, of course I'll do that.
Yeah, and
that'll
then just load
the legal thing to do.
Load the fan translation on the fly.
I
just mail $35 to Sega and you'll be all right.
I would totally mail $35 to Sega.
I'll throw some anthrax in there.
No, just some general white powder. Keep them guessing.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
The mystery makes it more exciting.
Cocaine or anthrax?
I thought just cornstarch, and then just be like, do that. So Danganronpa 2, pretty good. You guys probably don't care that much, but I like it. It's a good game. You guys should try it. All right, cool. Jamie, you should play those games.
Which
I
one should
you
should play?
Really
first
do.
One or second one? Since both came out this year, is the way to start with the first one? Or
you got to start with the first one. There have been a lot of callbacks to the first one already in the second one. There are returning characters. Well, character for now. There is a lot. It's clearly intended for people who played the first game. So I would definitely play the first game, Jamie. They're very similar. And then if you like it, you can continue on. Anyway,
I'm pretty sure I'll like it a lot. It's just a question of getting around to it.
It's a long-ish game, too.
It is a little long. I think VLR might be slightly longer.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, maybe like 5 hours longer.
Yeah,
maybe.
It certainly feels like longer, for better or for worse.
Yeah, it gets to be a bit of a slog at the end. There's some definite pacing issues in this game. Yep. But the good stuff definitely stands out. So
just cheat on the puzzles, anyway. That's what I did.
Towards the end, I kind of wanted to, but I think I cheated for some of the gold files to get the uber-duper ending.
Yeah, I'm way too stupid for that game.
Yeah. Anyway, though, okay. So other stuff I played, this is all kind of minor. I played some Rogue Legacy for the Vita. Hey, that's still a fun game.
Yay!
You guys probably don't want to spend like $16 or $17 on it because it's expensive.
What are the new PS Plus games this month? That's not one of them, right?
No, it's TXK for PS Vita, and
that's a good game.
Sports Friends for PS4 and PS3, I think, if that did come out on 3. And then that's, like, Velocity X2 or something?
Yeah.
There you go.
That's getting a lot of good buzz from various review outlets. I didn't really like the first one that much. So we shall see. But anyway, okay. So I also played some, I said Rogue Legacy. I also played some Bravely Default. I came back to that. The story in that game is still really stupid, and I don't really see what all the buzz is about, but it's a fun little RPG, I guess. It's got the, if you like job systems a lot, then you should play that game. I love job systems.
What about the environments in the towns and the art for the towns?
The dungeons always feel like mazes. The towns are kind of cool, but they're usually like two screens, so they're not that cool.
Gotcha.
I don't think it's worth your time, Jamie. I'm less than blown away by it. It the problem with it, I think, is that it. I really liked Four Heroes of Light. Did either of you play that game?
Nope.
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about, Jamie?
No.
Maybe. Remember the watercolor DS game?
Nope.
The RPG that this is a spiritual successor to?
Nope.
All right, then. I like that one a lot because it was really simple. The lo-fi-ness of it kind of helped it, I thought, and the jobs were like really focused. This one, it just... Who's screaming?
I think Hunter's being stabbed.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just nightly.
Anyway... Okay, what was I saying? Oh yeah, this one, it just doesn't feel as focused. It feels like it's like straddling the line between simplistic and like full-fledged RPG, and it doesn't really do a good job at either one. So I'm having fun with it, but I don't recommend it. Last game I played was Fates Forever, but I'll wait to talk about that until you get into it, Griffin. I thought it was dumb.
Yeah.
Okay, go, Griffin.
I am going. I played Fates Forever. I played that on the iPad. It's a MOBA game. It seems,
what is a MOBA?
What is it? A
massively online,
major awesome
arena.
Yeah, balls awesome.
Are these games popular at all?
It's like Dota. It's a Dota game.
I know. I'm joking.
Oh, it's nope. Nobody likes these games because they're really boring, and people can very eloquently explain why they enjoy them.
Gotcha.
That's fine. I mean, I played it probably too much. I got my fill of it, I guess. I'd like to play with the three of us and see if it's actually interesting if you're playing on a team, because I hear the best thing about MOBA is like team tactics and you know working together as a team. So that sounds kind of neat.
Yeah, I'd love to play with you guys, all three of us. I think it's a terrible game, but I enjoy having fun with you guys.
Yeah, I thought it was fun. The touchscreen makes it, Jeff. It reminds me of how you enjoyed playing that Killzone game for the PS Vita, where you're like, it's gumpy enough controls and just kind of overall bleh that I can feel not bad about doing not bad at a first person shooter. So this is how I feel about like playing a MOBA. I'm like, I don't really care if I'm not performing well competitively, because I just don't care because I'm playing on a touchpad. It's fine. And the characters are like delightfully cute and weirdly furry-ish. And it's all free, I guess, to play. So I don't know. There's a nice little tutorial that kind of teaches you very basic MOBA rules. So yeah, it's fine. Kill those towers or whatever. Jeff, what is it that just is so unappealing to you about it?
It's like, I don't know why I'm playing the game. Like, it's kind of like, I've never really liked competitive games to begin with, so I'm kind of setting myself up for failure. But there's nothing interesting about it, other than the fact that different characters have slightly different skills, which loses its luster for me really, really fast. It's like Street Fighter for me. Like, Street Fighter is cool, but there's just so little, there's so little to it that I care about. It's like, when I play a video game, I don't want to play chess. I want to play, like, I want to have, like, a story. I want to have, like, interesting things. I don't want to just have one map that I play over and over again to learn. I don't know. It's just something about it just intrinsically turns me off about that kind of genre. There's no variety. There's clearly a lot of intricacies and variety for people who are good at the game. But, like, for me, it's like, okay, like, I'm always going to be doing the same stupid thing on this map. There's a bunch of towers I don't really understand or care about. Like, I don't know what the suppressor is. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I just have to do the same thing over and over again. And the only point to this is competing against other players. The jungle's okay. I've never been into games where the only point is to compete with other players. I like games that have something to offer, like, intrinsically beyond that.
Yeah, it certainly doesn't. This is a competitive only game, I guess.
Yeah, it's just like it wouldn't really stand alone at all. Like, I mean, yeah, you could play a campaign, but what's the point? Like, the only point of that game is to play against human opponents. And I think without that underpinning, like, I can't care.
Sure.
Because it's not built to be interesting and, like, really, like, grab your attention. It's just built to, like, provide a deep multiplayer experience, which is not what I want. So I think that's what I don't.
Okay, I mean, that's how I feel about MOBAs in general, too, so I agree 100%.
At my cousin's house, who plays, he plays League a lot, and he's played it for years.
Lol.
And I asked him if I could watch him play some League while I was there. He said no.
Huh.
He said you couldn't watch him play?
Yep.
Is this Jesse?
Yep.
Is it because you're too much of a noob?
Is his marriage in shambles?
He said he didn't want to explain to me what was happening and it would make him not as good. But he did say that he would play with me and, like, help me out.
Nice.
So maybe I'll try some League. He also said that League ruined one of his friendships.
Good.
But we'll find out. We'll find out if that happens between us. If I do end up playing with him.
I think we should try and play some Furies Fate Forever or whatever, and it's kind of just like a good, I don't know, like, litmus test to see if this is gonna be something for you, because I think it's very approachable. More so than like a PC version of it, more so than like Dota.
That's probably true, Griff. Even though I'm not sure what's hugely different, like, it is every, you know, when you're
there's no chat. I mean, there's no chat in it. People aren't typing at you incessantly while you're playing it. So, you know, it doesn't matter if you screw up.
That's true. I still feel like I'm completely worthless if I join any other actual humans.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too. That's.
I'm excited to try this one, though.
If it's the three of us, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if we're just all blundering together, it doesn't matter. I mean, I think it'll be an interesting thing. I also played a bunch more Persona 4. I'm 100-plus hours in, and the extra content is finally available, which is smart. They did some good stuff there, like opening the back end up a little bit, which is good. Killed God. That's done. Now there's more school to go to, which is great. The game is still
really good.
Are
you going to kill another god?
Probably, yeah. At least one or two, I think.
I mean, in Final Fantasy XIII, you kill God, I think, three times? Throughout the trilogy? So, it's kind of a high bar.
Does the Nine Inch Nails song God is Dead play in the background?
God is dead!
Now we have to pay for
that. Those. And no one cares. Is that the line? No one cares.
Oh, Shannon just corrected me. The title of the song is Heresy. Sorry, guys. I know you guys are big fans.
Yeah. Is it God is Dead and No One Cares? Am I right?
That's the song where he says God is dead and no one cares if there is a hell. I'll see you there.
Yes. I'm so happy with myself.
97.
My worth is measured by It was measured by my knowledge of Nine Inch Nails song. Jamie, you didn't talk about Mighty Gun Vault.
What?
The little NES
Damn it, Jamie. Remake,
the little NES remake that you get for free for buying Gun Vault Striker.
Okay, I heard about that. I didn't download anything like that. How do I get that?
When you bought the game, they gave you a code, which you were supposed to click use on.
When?
When you bought the game at the store checkout page.
Well, I lost out on that one.
No, you might still have it somewhere. I don't know.
I was looking for that. I don't know.
Check your eShop.
What is
there to check? Go eShop.
There's nothing. There's no.
No, there's a thing to check.
Oh, you're down. Okay, I'll check. I know what you're talking about.
Check your eShop.
Check your eShop.
Check it, baby. I'm going to find it for you.
I do like this game very much, so I'll probably enjoy the demake.
Yeah,
that's another thing I wanted to say about that game when you were talking about VLR is that unlike VLR, it's very compact. I don't feel like there are any dull moments. I've only played for a couple hours, but I feel like I'm a bunch of the way through, and it's not like it's artificially inflating the time. You know, you can go back and accomplish these challenges yourself if you want more, but it's kind of a quick and dirty kind of platform. It's fun, and there's different levels feel different. So there's one level where the boss felt like a bullet hell kind of situation. Another level is like you're manipulating like these elevators that go up and down. Another level is in the dark. It's good. You guys should try it. I already said that, but
all right.
Is there like so? It sounds like the boss stages are not just like pure action shooty platforming. Like there's transcending the mechanics with the boss fights.
Yeah, and you have to like, for example, one boss. They're very much like Mega Man bosses.
Mm-hmm.
So a large part of it is just figuring out the pattern, and the other part of it, which you don't really have to do in Mega Man, is getting the right equipment. There's one boss which is actually she splits into two, and you have a gun which can shoot in opposite directions. Mm-hmm. So that would obviously be the correct gun to use during that boss battle. Things like that.
That's gotcha. Cool. Have you guys played any of the Inti Creates Mega Man? Mega Man ZX or its sequel or Mega Man Zero, any of those?
Yep.
No, but I wanted to. I was turned off by the fact that those Mega Man games, the Mega Mans always seemed so big on the screen. Doesn't or am I?
No, you're
so
right,
stupid.
Jamie.
It's so stupid, but it's like it totally like got to me.
You should give them a try. You should try ZX or ZX Advent. Those are both pretty great games. The Zero series is pretty good too. I don't like that it doesn't really have special weapons. It just has some weird cyber elf system. They're all pretty great, though. You should try them out. You'll have fun with them.
I will. And after, because in this game, the main character sprite is also like fairly large, and I thought that would limit like the platforming fun, but it really didn't. So
I found that the Inti Creates games didn't feel quite as tight, though, as Mega Man X for Super Nintendo did.
This
did
is you not get that feel. Impression? This does not feel as tight as Mega Man.
Yeah, I remember that being particular.
But it's still, it's not like I feel like, you know, I'll die and it's not my fault. It's not like that kind of
game. Yeah. Well, no, it's just like, it's much more forgiving. Like, the platforming is really forgiving. Like, there's not any precise jumps. It doesn't feel like pixels matter, if that makes any sense. I don't know. It feels a lot looser just in a lot of different ways. But it's not a bad game for that. It feels like it's designed around that.
Gotcha. Yeah, this is probably close to that.
Okay. Well, I'm excited. I like their output. I thought it was all good. So sweet. Hey, Griffin, you play anything else?
Hey, yeah, I did. I played Akiba's Trip, which we did the video of. So if you care, you can watch that. Played a little more
awesome.
Of that. Yeah, it was fun.
Strip those vampires. Strip them all.
Very weird. Speaking of other things you guys don't care about, I played Killer Instinct for the Xbox One. And
I care about that.
That was pretty fun.
Wait.
I care about that a lot.
Wait. Did you buy an Xbox One?
No, I didn't. I wish. They had some demo units out at the mall.
Oh, okay.
I was there killing some time. So I played some Killer Instinct, And I think it's hard to understand what you're supposed to be doing in that game with their combo system and how it works in terms of fighting games. And I had like some flashbacks to some how to play video stuff that they put out when it came out, but not knowing enough about the systems, I didn't really feel like I was having a great time with it. I mean, it was still cool. I picked up some stuff and I could make some pretty rad looking combos, but I never really felt like I grasped the mechanics of it, like the breakers or the extenders or just like the humongous combo strings. I could get some, but I didn't really feel like I was putting together all the pieces that I should have been. But it was cool.
Killer Instinct.
Gorgeous.
It actually looked really fun to me. I've always felt that game looked pretty great. So,
well, if you don't like Street Fighter, you're probably not going to like Killer Instinct. This story is a big one. A driving factor within Killer Instinct. Jago, let me tell you, he's a man from a mountain.
Say, I used to love Tekken Tag Tournament. Tekken Tag Tournament was where was that for me? I used to play against the computer all the time.
I loved the original Killer Instinct, which I had on NES.
Super
NES, that is. I played that with Robbie Coulter a lot.
Nice.
And I like the way that the new one looks. So
yeah, it is gorgeous. Yeah. It's really, those part of particle effects are awesome, and like the shadowing and stuff they do is super cool. And then the other thing you guys don't care about is I played the Metro Redux game for the PlayStation 4.
I own that game.
Metro 2033 and Metro Last Light ported to the PlayStation 4.
I bought both of those on PC.
Yeah, how are you liking them?
I like them.
Really?
I haven't completed either.
Okay.
I like them in completely different ways.
All right.
The first one I appreciated more in the vein of a survival horror game because you got to ration your ammo and all that jazz. Mm-hmm. The second one, when I played it on the mode where you didn't have to ration your ammo.
Yeah.
And it still felt like a decent action game.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. What do you think?
I feel the exact same way, except the port is not great. And I ran
lots
into some lots of bugs in it, some crashes, a lot of just really terrible audio issues. But overall, like, it felt like kind of a middle level first person shooter.
Hmm.
So
also, I own Metro 2033 as well. So there,
Steam
Griffin.
Sale.
I don't recall how I got it. Also, I just wanted to say I also really liked Street Fighter versus or Tatsunoko versus Capcom. So I don't hate all fighting games.
That is a good game.
It's a great game.
By the way, Metro 2033, not the second one, but the first one, still brings my computer to its knees.
Really?
Yeah. If you turn everything on, like the crazy lighting, mm-hmm. it just looks like it's struggling so hard.
Hmm.
It's beautiful. Still one of the most beautiful looking games in my opinion, but
it's on the 4A engine.
What is that?
That's the engine made by that developer.
Oh. Are they Eastern European?
Yes, they are.
Where are they from?
Are
they actually from Russia?
No, where they're exactly from. Yes, I think they were. I did some reading on it after I played it because I was like, this is awfully familiar to Stalker. And it turns out that the guys who went on to make Metro games were on the Stalker team. The GS Games, I think that sounds right. I don't remember their full name. But they made the Stalker games.
The Stalker people?
Yes.
What were they called?
I can't remember either.
I have Stalker
games.
As well.
Yep, they're good.
Yeah.
They're good games. Again, their own engine. Very interesting. But yeah, it definitely, I was like, okay, I got what I wanted from the Stalker that I wasn't able to play as much as I wanted because of my limited PC stuff through Metro. And very, very much like a wannabe Half-Life, if you want to reduce it to that. So, good game. Fine, I guess.
Yeah.
I think it was cheap, too. Like, it's like $30 or $40 or something. So, not bad. And then finally,
How
I played
Diablo?
Diablo 3 for the PlayStation 4.
Griff, can I ask you a quick question about before we move on?
Uh-huh.
Do you see? I always kind of thought that Metro, the first one, really influenced like games like, for example, Wolfenstein.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get that vibe?
No. no, sorry.
just in terms of the little environments and just having within the framework of a shooter. Taking those timeout moments to actually develop a little bit of story in like a cool, well-designed area.
Yeah.
Could you be more wrong?
I got the same vibe. I was kind of thinking like, oh man, this game does kind of remind me of Wolfenstein as well. But Wolfenstein is just infinitely better. And again, I don't think it's necessarily Metro that did it. I think it's more of like the Riddick games, since that's who made the Wolfenstein stuff. Like they had, it's a first person game with action moments, but then very methodical, slow paced, large environmental experiences that you're going through as well.
And Vin Diesel.
And Vin Diesel. Yeah. Was it Triptych Stones? I forget what it is, their name. But yeah, I played Diablo 3 on the PlayStation 4, and it's kind of boring still. Yep.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. People were like talking about it on all the websites. They're like, Diablo 3 on console is the way it's meant to be played. And I was like, no way am I falling for this bullshit.
Oh, it seems fine. Somebody needs to stop breathing in their mic. It's fine. Like, I think it plays really well. I think the clicky is not necessary. It works totally well with the controller. I'd say just as good. I wouldn't say better, but I have no attachment to Diablo. I don't care about the franchise, so this is doing absolutely nothing for me, just like the PC version did absolutely nothing for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, so if I hated the first game, or if I hated the PC version,
okay,
then there's no way I'm going to like the PS4 version.
No. If your complaint is this is not Diablo 2, this is still not Diablo 2.
Well, that's pretty much my complaint.
Well, this does not fix that issue because it's still Diablo 3. Yeah.
Yeah. Frankly, that's my complaint about a lot of Blizzard games. Hey, this isn't the one that came before.
This isn't Diablo 2. The Lost Vikings is not Diablo 2.
I don't know if it's that Blizzard games have gotten worse or that I've grown up or some combination of the two. Griffin, I think you're going to be thinking it's that I've grown up. I think they've gotten worse.
I agree.
All right. Well, yep.
I'm just going to preempt here, Griffin.
I've got
to save everyone from heartache.
I've got here's the third option. Diablo 2 was never a great game to begin with.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to say that.
Maybe.
I know
that's absolutely wrong, though, because it's very important. But I think that the stock people put into that might be a little bit overweighted, overblown, exaggerated.
Probably. I think it was a good loot game. I heard that they've gutted it now with all the updates. Like, it's not what it used to be.
Diablo 2?
I've heard the game has changed a lot since people stopped playing it, basically. Like,
it's just nobody's playing it now?
No. They've
all of my stones of Jordan are worth nothing.
No. They've changed the game significantly through patching. And I can't tell if they've changed it in ways that I don't like, because the people who talk about it are like crazy pros, but they seem to think that it's not what it used to be.
They reset the ladder.
They did more than reset the ladder. I don't really know what they did. They did a bunch of stuff that I can't remember because I was too tired and it was on some random forum. But I feel you, Griff. It may be a little overblown, but it was a good game.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
I think it's right now people are enjoying Diablo 3 because there's probably merit to it. It doesn't appeal to me. I'll still keep playing it for a little bit until Destiny comes out, and I think that's the mindset of most people at this moment.
Why can you equip every weapon on your character? Why, when I equip my devil hunter dude with a sword, he shoots a bow?
I don't know. What is that?
Why is his animation him shooting a bow when I put a sword on him?
Because it's not actually a bow, man. He's channeling the sword's strength into the bow that's permanently affixed to his hand.
That's just one of many reasons why that game is stupid.
All right, well, sorry that's breaking your perceptions.
It really is.
We played hours of that game.
I played that game for like 10 hours.
Yeah, that game sucks.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a bad game.
I think that Diablo 3, you just don't like it, Jimmy, because it's furthering the gay agenda. See that rainbow there?
I think it's just Blizzard going, okay, like, these were great games. People really love them. how can we make another great game that is going to definitely make us a lot of money? Yeah. And I feel like it's that is going to definitely make us a lot of money piece, which always makes it weird a little bit.
How can we make a game that people can play while they watch football? Let's make everything one button and make nothing matter. Make it really easy. There you go.
Thus, well, Hearthstone was born.
on Inferno, though, Jamie.
On Inferno, it's still really easy.
Yeah, by the way, in order to unlock Inferno, you have to beat the game twice.
Huh. Well, anyway. Sorry you guys dislike it so much. I mean,
I liked how my wizard guy chat frogs. That was a redeeming quality of the game.
Huh. There were some pretty great moans and groans when you did stuff.
Yeah, the sounds were so good. I would go like, ah, and then a frog would come out of me.
I seriously think stupid things like that are part of the reason why, like, Borderlands 1 was a better game than Borderlands 2. Because of the dumb sounds they all made. Anyway. So you play anything else, Griffin?
No, that's it. That's right. It.
There's some news on here. Should we power through that and then?
Yeah, sure.
All right,
we got plenty of time.
A lot of this stuff is pretty dated. I'm just going to skip over some of the dumber stuff, like the fact that the Pokemon trading card game is coming to iPad.
Nice work skipping that.
Well, that's my skip. That's the whole thing.
Okay. Call out your skips before you skip them.
Well, it's to give people a chance to object.
No, let's talk about it.
Okay, what do you want to say about it?
Ruby Red.
How much does it cost to get energy cards out of a vending machine?
A lot.
At a Kmart.
A lot.
Will it explain to me how to play the Pokemon trading card game?
Probably. Don't you guys wish that there were just holofoil variants of just random household items?
Like a tampon.
Like I got a holofoil dustpan.
Yeah, that would be pretty great.
It's in mint condition. I never took it out of its packaging.
They should make a Muppets card game.
They made a My Little Pony card game.
A what?
A My Little Pony card game.
My Little Pony?
Yeah.
Why am I not involved in this on a competitive level?
You already are.
Okay.
It's a mind card game.
Actually, that's for here. We're from the future, and we're here to tell you that in 20 years, you're the greatest MLP player of all time.
Oh, okay. I like it.
So you need to start now.
MLG, MLP.
Yes. Hey, you guys want to talk about that EA subscription service?
Nope.
All right. Want to talk about Gamescom?
Hey, remember Gamescom? Not really.
Did anything happen at Gamescom?
Yeah.
There was the Rise of the Tomb Raider kerfuffle.
Silent Hills was kind of announced.
Yeah, it was.
That's probably the biggest news.
I think it was rather formally announced. Guillermo del Toro and Kojima. That's quite a combo.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
But
Did you guys play it?
Nope,
because I'm terrified.
Yeah, I played it. I went through like three rotations around the house, and then I just couldn't go on anymore because I was too scared.
Did you get to the baby?
I got to the baby.
The baby.
Did he start telling you things?
He started talking to me in strange voices.
Man.
Did you get to Silent Hills?
No, I did not get to the Silent Hills.
It's right next to Short Hills.
Hey, Metal Gear Solid's coming to Steam, guys. That's another thing that's happening.
Cool.
That's cool. I'm all about it. Why are you not excited about it? I think that's cool.
That's great.
I'm really excited about it, but nobody seems to care about Gamescom.
I mean, it's great that Rising came to Steam. I don't know why you wouldn't suspect Metal Gear Solid 5 would come to Steam. Or why you would suspect it would not come. It's silly not to.
I'm so sorry for not thinking of it.
Oh, no, sorry. It would be silly for it to not come to Steam.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
I see you like playing Team Fortress 2.
Oh, my God, I hope. That would be such a perfect thing to do.
Yep.
I was surprised that the PS4 already hit 10 million.
Crazy.
That was really bananas.
What's Xbox at?
Like seven or something, right?
Under 5 was the last number I heard. Because the thing is, they're at 5 million shipped in the U.S., I think.
Gotcha.
I don't know. Maybe let's say 6 or 7, maybe, Edgar, from like something like that.
Every time I hear the numbers, I usually hear Sony saying X amount sold. When you hear the Xbox numbers, you kind of get some mixed verbiage of like, sold through shit to consumers.
A master promissory note has been signed for 4.7 million units.
The weirdest thing about the 10 million PS4 is that they interviewed Yoshida and he was like, I have no idea why this sold so much.
Yeah, that was amazing. A good quote.
He would say something like that. He's just drunk.
They were literally like, this is way beyond our projections, like we can't find any good reason for this to happen and we're kind of concerned about it. And I'm like, okay.
Concerned?
That's more or less what they said. They were like, we don't know how to keep this momentum going and we want to capitalize on it. So I think it caught them off guard.
I think the key is just keep having Shuhei Yoshida be doing stuff because he's so adorable.
Exactly. He is pretty adorable. I like that guy.
That's why I bought my PS4.
Yeah, he's a cute guy.
Yep.
He gave Adam Boyce a game.
Yeah. Just a sweet man.
Is there Gamescom stuff that you guys want to talk about?
I can't remember anything.
No.
Probably, but I can't remember anything.
All right. Well, since then, another conference has started to happen, which is TGS.
What?
Not for another week. Or two.
Yeah, that's true. They had their Sony had their kickoff press conference.
Like, Sony had their hey, PAX is going on. We need to pull some of the limelight away from that because we're not going to do a conference there.
Yeah, I guess so. It was. I mean, it was Japan focused for sure.
Yeah.
Jamie, ask a question. Sorry.
I was just going to ask: is PAX going on right now?
Oh
PAX
yeah,
PAX is over.
Last weekend.
Actually, what is actually happening today? The PlayStation or the Xbox One launched in Japan.
Oh, wow.
The 3rd of September. So that device, suddenly, that's where you get your other 3 million units.
Gotcha.
I don't think it's going to move 3 million units in its entire life cycle in Japan.
Probably right.
Dead Rising 3, I think, has the highest Famitsu score of like 37 or something like that.
Oh, no. Did the original Xbox break a million in Japan? Or rather, the 360, rather?
A million?
Did it break a million?
You know, I would expect it broke a million.
I don't know.
In its life? I think it'd be crazy if it didn't.
I'll find out. But anyway, that'll be a project for later. You guys want to talk about any of the stuff that Sony announced recently?
Sure.
Xbox 360 has sold 1.6 million units in Japan.
Nice. So it got to 1.5.
25 million in the U.S. and 14 in Europe.
Wait, 25 million in the U.S. for Xbox 360?
25 million in the U.S. and 13... million in one part of Europe and 8 million in another part of Europe.
Okay, because everything together should add up to almost to over 70 million.
Yeah, altogether it's 78.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Was there anything for like South America stats on there?
Don't see South America on here.
Untapped market. How about Antarctica?
Penguins love Xbox
360. Oh my god! We have sold through our entire stock in the in the polar circle.
The problem is all those penguins are Linux heads.
Mm. Oh,
I appreciate that joke.
Get out of here. Thank you. Just leave.
Griffin, are you excited about Persona 5?
I am.
PS4 release. That's
was that
cool.
Was that a Sony conference announcement?
I believe it was.
Okay. Well, yes, I'm excited.
They, They had a live stream where they showed that off. They showed off the Morpheus demo. Did you guys see that?
No.
It basically looks like you're playing Rayplay. You're in a room with a schoolgirl, looking at her. She's covering up her privacy.
Do you have to poop your pants in front of her?
It's made by the Tekken guy.
All right.
It's totally creepy. You guys should check it out on the internet. It's called Summer Lesson.
Oh god.
It's super creepy looking. It's exactly what you would expect them to do with a virtual reality headset in Japan, which is basically make you talk to anime girls.
All right. Sounds fine.
Be kind of rapey about it. Try to look down their skirt and stuff.
Oh good. Okay.
Yeah. They also
announced the worst parts of Metal Gear.
Pretty much. They also announced Dragon Quest Heroes for PS4, which is basically going to be like Zelda Hyrule Warriors.
Cool.
Love it.
Great.
Because, you know, we have enough of those already.
Hey, maybe this will elevate the brand of the Musou genre game.
Jeff, are you excited for Disgaea 5?
Yeah, sure I'm not.
Because you loved one of those games.
I love the first Disgaea before it became... like played out to the point of just being self-parody.
Hmm. You're playing Danganronpa.
Remember the Prinny game? You liked that game.
Oh, Can I Really Be the Hero?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good game. Good platformer. Hmm. Also, Griffin, I don't think that Danganronpa is... Are you saying because they made fun of the cliched thing?
I'm just making fun of you because you're saying that you didn't like the game because it makes fun of itself and is a parody of itself, and that's what Danganronpa is.
Well, no, I don't think that's the problem so much with Disgaea, because the first Disgaea was like a parody of itself, but it's become like a parody of a parody of itself, like an unintentional parody of a parody. It's just become bad, is the point I'm trying to make
I've
here.
Played 1, 2, 3, maybe 4, and they're all good.
Disgaea?
Yeah.
You played 4?
Yeah, that was one that came out on PlayStation
3.
Three, yes, okay. Yeah. That was the one with the rock guy. The vampire kid, rock man.
I never played 4,
guy with a guitar or something. I don't know. I played 1, 2, and 3 enough. They're good.
Those games always seemed pretty charming to me, but a little daunting.
Yeah, very intimidating for me because I'm not good at those kind of strategy things. Too much of a smart guy strategy game.
Hmm. I feel like it's actually too much. It's kind of too much of a dumb guy who has like 1,000 hours on their hands kind of game.
But I mean, what I was shown is you can like clear levels in one turn if you have the correct strategy, which blew my mind.
Yes, which is the correct strategy, which is to gain 1,000 levels.
Well, you could say that about any strategy game at that point then.
But this is literally the game that lets you level to 9,999.
Yes, I'm aware of that. I think it's pretty cool that they let you do that. But even at level, like a low suggested level, you can still beat it in a really unique and interesting way. Like, like a chessy, like, you do these order of moves and manipulate the environment and your characters in this basic level, and you can win in one shot.
I guess that's true. I mean, I did really like the first game, and I also quite liked... did you play Phantom Brave, Griffin?
No, I don't know what that is. Is that the PSP version or something?
That was a PS2 game. It's the one that had the free movement system.
Hmm.
So instead of being grid-based, all your characters had circles they could move within.
Oh, no, not familiar.
It had another crazy system called Confine, where you could you could summon... You had one character that was always in battle, but the other ones you had to summon in as ghosts, and they can only stay in for a certain number of turns, and you had to summon them into objects on the battlefield.
What the hell are you saying?
It was a really, really crazy game. when you started talking about chess, that's what came to mind, because that game is friggin' bananas.
All right.
Speaking of games like this, are you guys excited for Massive Chalice? Because that just looks like the Banner Saga plus XCOM.
Yeah, I'm very excited for it.
Haven't watched the trailer yet. It sounded awesome, though, from what I read about it.
Yeah, Banner Saga plus XCOM plus somehow that other game that you're playing on Vita, Jeff.
Rogue Legacy?
Yeah, there you go.
Genealogies are hot right now.
Yeah.
They sure are.
I want all my people to have asthma.
That's super cool. I heard that they handle things like menstruation on there and stuff, right?
I don't know. That would be cool if they did.
That's what I read somewhere.
Is there a lot of moon illusion imagery?
I hope so.
Okay. The other stuff, I don't know. I mean, you talked about it, but I think Persona 5 coming to PlayStation 4 is kind of awesome news. Because I think, like, the last remaining PlayStation 3 game is kind of gone now. Like, the last
reason
to keep that thing out, yeah.
Yeah, I'm keeping mine out, because there's a lot I haven't actually played through yet that I own, so.
I just keep it out because I got the white one, and it's cool looking.
Well, okay, for most people that don't have their backlog that they want to work through, I think it's really great that's coming to PS4.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I think that's really cool, and I'm with you, Griff. I feel like it's a good sign. Like, it's a sign that PS4 is doing well and that people are interested in it. And
no, I agree, Jamie. I think that maybe not that it's doing well, because it's not doing great in Japan right now, but, like, I think for me, it tells me that, like, Japanese developers want it to do well.
Gotcha.
Because they're getting games onto it. I don't know. That's what I thought when I was thinking about this the other day.
Well, it's great regardless, because... I can just put it on my PlayStation 4 and I can stream something from it or whatever.
That's true. It's great to have Atlus finally caught up to the correct console.
Yeah, they did not. Yeah, Catherine, the true sequel. It's the secret Persona 4.5 game that exists.
Yeah, I need to play that. I almost bought it the other day.
Yeah, you probably should.
Showed it to my girlfriend, and she was laughing at the case.
It's a good case.
Yeah, it is a good case.
It's an even weirder game to play.
It's also reversible, so you get either girl, right?
I didn't know that. I thought it was one per system. You get Catherine on one, and Catherine on the other.
Maybe that's what it was.
But where do you get the body pillow?
We need to go back to Japan to get it. You need to play that UFO catcher game just over and over again.
I lose sleep over that thing. And that's horribly apologetic man who just tried to help me out so much.
That's disappointed. That's the guy who's really losing sleep, because you never won. He probably feels so bad.
He's 6 feet under at this point. After I left that game, he committed ritual suicide with a box of Pocky and to save his family name.
So was there anything else coming out of TGS so far? The pre-TGS?
Pre-TGS. 2 weeks before TGS. Here we go.
But this is like TGS announcement time. This is what this is.
That's what they're calling it. But TGS is not until the 14th, so that's why I think it's like that Konami, when Konami used to have their pre-show for E3 that was like 2 weeks beforehand, and they'd like be like, who's gonna win in this fight, Ocelot or Miku? And you're like, oh jeez, this is your thing. Oh god, why is Mark McDonald in this video?
Why isn't Mark McDonald in all videos?
Remember Transfar Ring? That was
I love Transfar.
Thing that happened.
Nobody cares about transfaring.
I transfer my new Fez game back and forth between my PS4 and my Vita. So it's Kojima,
but does Keebler. It stay within the ring of your friends?
Maybe.
Transferring is way less convenient than cross save.
Yep,
it's a
sure
horrible
is.
System. It's a really bad system.
Freaking
just
terrible.
Trust me. Are you guys at all excited for Revelations 2 on the PS4?
Sure.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Yep.
Wait, what's that?
Resident Evil Revelations 2 for the PS4.
You're not saying it right. It's yeah.
Revelations. That's because, Jamie, when they released the game, there was a misprint on the box.
Only
they
reason
misspelled
I bought
Revelations.
That game.
Yeah, I bought it. Well, I didn't know about the misprint when I bought it, and I checked, and I was so happy. I had
the sole purpose game. I purchased that
yes.
game.
Did you guys both like this game?
I liked it. It's not great, but it's decent.
Fine.
The parts when you play as Jill are pretty good, but
it's
the parts
probably
when you play...
the best Resident Evil game you can play that came out in the last 7 years.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's a pretty good game. It's not superlative, but it's decent. It's on sale right now for like $7 online. Also, Jamie, if you cared at all, Phoenix Wright is on sale until tomorrow for $18.
Which, the new one?
Yeah.
Dual Destinies. Oh,
wow. Yes.
That's cool. Did you get Phoenix Wright versus Professor Layton?
No, because I don't like Professor Layton.
You're weird. You're weird.
I don't... The puzzles don't have anything to do with the game.
Yeah, they're right.
They're very immersion-breaking for me.
You're right.
Yeah, so... But I am going to get the trilogy, the Ace Attorney trilogy, when it comes out for 3DS. I'm really excited for that.
And you definitely recommend the new Phoenix Wright at $18.
Oh, yeah. I recommend it at $35. It's a great game.
Wow.
I loved the demo. The demo hooked me immediately.
It's you'll love the whole game. It's fantastic. It's really good. I had a really great time with it.
Cool. Maybe I will do that.
Yeah.
I'm actually filling up. I bought, a 32 gig SD card for my 3DS, and it's actually filling up.
Well, throw that away. You're going to need a micro now.
I will happily throw that away. I'm such a bad person. anyway, was there other stuff that you guys wanted to touch on?
Yeah, there was definitely. You know, that one topic that brings us all together, Nintendo news. there was that Mario Kart DLC as well as the Amiibo launch and something else, I think.
Pokken?
Yeah, that thing. Sure.
Pokken is just furry heaven.
Yeah.
What's Pokken?
They announced an arcade Pokemon fighting game made by the Tekken
guy. By the Tekken guy. Very busy. Yeah. Very busy Tekken guy.
Well, he needs to make his furry porn and he needs to make his... It's regular porn.
I just want to be alone in a room with a Munchlax. Is that too much to ask?
Yeah, so that looks fine, I guess. The Mario Kart 8 DLC is going to be adding Link, which is super weird. Link in a cart. It's not the first time he's ridden in a vehicle with wheels. But
you call that Link in cart?
Oh! Very good, Griffin.
What speed does he go? Only crawling in my skin?
I really hope his racetrack is called Link Park. That would be a wonderful thing.
Link's Park?
Yeah. I would be so happy. They're putting an F-Zero track in there just to troll everyone.
There's Animal Crossing characters, too. Dry Bowser is a character...
Yeah,
something like 16 new tracks, new race cars or whatever. So, I mean, it's great. I also don't care.
I will pay $13 for 16 more tracks.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I will. I'm not. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I mean, it seems fine if you're already playing it, but I haven't even maxed out the already existing content in there. So I'm all right with what I have already, and playing as a different skinned heavy, medium, or light guy does not really appeal to me.
The characters don't matter at all for me. The tracks I'm pretty excited about, just because the variety is always nice to have.
I wish they would say if it was remakes or new tracks, because
I think it's going to be a combination of... people have spotted a couple of remakes, and they've spotted tracks that have never before been seen.
Mm.
So you'll get a mix of both. Which I'm entirely okay with. You should get it so we can play it together sometimes, Griffin.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's been a fun game so far.
It has been.
I think I'm going to take my $13 and stick it elsewhere, and that's into tiny little Nintendo action figures.
No.
That don't do anything.
They're so dumb.
Yet. The possibilities are endless.
You know what? Do you know what Amiibo and Trap Team and... Infinity are
brilliant, fun, delightful. Yeah, so
they're microtransactions.
That's all right. What's wrong with a microtransaction?
The $13 microtransactions.
That's okay. I'm okay with that. What's wrong with spending money on something you enjoy?
Because it's
coming from
a
the
lot
person who buys multiple systems of multiple varieties and different Pikachu flavors, like, who are you to say that that's a dumb purchase?
But I know that's a dumb purchase.
Okay.
I don't think most people would buy the system revamp, whereas I feel like people, well, they are buying the figures, and I'm not sure that they're fully I think the bubble will burst, I guess is all I'm trying to say. Look, they have every right to do this. I'm guessing the bubble's going to burst at some point soon.
If Nintendo made figures that did not have any kind of NFC compatibility that were exactly like this and charged $13 for them, would you buy them?
Probably not, because these are not very big, and I like
that's a lie.
No, kidding. I like bigger figures. I was going to explain to you the kind of figures I like.
You like a fuller figure?
I do like a fuller figure. I might pick up the Mario anyway, which is why I opted to buy him, because I think he's kind of cool. I wouldn't buy any of the other guys, though. They're not cool enough.
Not cool enough. All right, well, no. What if they made cooler figures?
I would buy those.
Yeah. I don't know. I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with this. I think it's harmless. I think the only harm is in assuming that these figures may do something that is similar to, like, a Skylanders, because you need to have a game for that to happen.
Yeah. I guess if I really wanted to say what I don't like about these, or what irks me about them, it's like, look, people probably know what they're getting themselves into when they buy them, like, completely well. Like, the kids probably don't entirely, but the adults probably do. I think it will die. I think it is not sustainable. I don't think that there's enough going on there for it to last. So I think, you know, Nintendo might be late to the party. That might hurt them. But I just don't see these things occupying tons of shelf space for years to come.
But wait, Jeff,
but now there's even more of a reason to own it.
Jeff, they can be used in game A, B, and C.
That's so true. Game C isn't coming out until 2017.
No, game A is coming out in 2017. Game C comes out in 2034.
I don't know. I think they look great. I think they look cool. They're cute. And I don't really care if they do anything or don't do anything.
That's fine. When is Amiibo's playpen coming out?
Not soon enough. Only on the new 3DS can you fully realize the power of your NFC Nintendo product. Nintendo Cash product.
That's another thing on the new 3DS that I don't really care about, but it's there.
Yes, it is. You can scan your credit card that way, maybe.
You can put your Amiibo on the screen and possibly scratch it. That's my entire thought process about that. I'm not even joking.
You probably don't have to actually put it on the screen, though.
No, you do. Showed it in the video.
You put it on the bottom screen.
Well, yeah. I've seen the still image of the figure that doesn't exist. Yep, I've seen that too. But I'm, you know, with NFC, you can probably have it beside the device. It'll probably work.
Have you had NFC on like a phone or anything? It's you have to be really, really close.
Okay. Yeah, well, I have a Skylanders, which uses figures, and you put them on that thing.
Can they be beside the device?
It cannot be beside the device, but it cannot. It does not necessarily have to be touching the device.
Yeah, but it has to be almost touching the device, or else it won't work.
Yes, and but that doesn't mean touching the device then.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I could just hover it over. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yes. You put your little condom on your Wii Amiibo. Keep it in the package rubber. Like a real Skylander fan.
My foam feet. Yeah. That is very true, Griffin. I could do that. I forgot about that.
Maybe you'll interact with the augmented reality game.
Oh, God. Jamie, were you going to say something? Promo materials?
On Amazon, it's like, level your Amiibo up.
Yep.
What does that even mean?
Nobody knows.
What does that mean?
You can level it up in Smash Brothers.
But what does that even mean?
Welcome to the world of figures with vague...
Welcome to Nintendo having a half-baked idea and people being into it, because they're cool little figures.
Yeah, no, I'm totally down. I think I'm actually more down than Jeff, which is surprising, even though I haven't bought any, but it'd be cool if they at least said what that was. But you know, whatever. I understand. Things are tough.
Ideas are hard.
Things are tough when you're Nintendo and you're a big dumb elephant.
Yep. Well,
yeah, I don't know what the point is, but I bought one, so
point is to have cool action figures.
So you're officially more into it than I am. Which, well, no, you got Mario?
I got Mario, but I don't like
Jeff
it.
Jeff
so.
Bought it.
I did. I really did. I had a conversation with Griffin where I was
he's going to be like, he's going to put the video up on YouTube of him going, picking up his amiibo and throwing it into the garbage in front of all those kids waiting in line to get their amiibos and laughing maniacally.
I need to find out if they as figures, they're good enough for me to like really respect them. No, I'm not even joking. I'm dead serious. I need to find out like if they're high quality figures or not. I want to know.
How much flash?
Samus. Good.
She looks okay. I like Fox and I like Villager.
They're all fine. They're not great. Nothing is fantastic, but they're all right.
Yeah, they'll probably sell really well. Guys. They'll give Nintendo a good holiday season, and then who knows?
I just want older characters turned into figures. That's all I want. I just want Nintendo to take their backlog of awesome characters and everything that was an assist trophy in Smash Bros. Essentially turn that into a real trophy toy for me to have.
That'd be pretty cool. I would
like. I want Animal Crossing in real life. I want to collect the Samus suit, but it be Samus. I want to get the coin. I want a flagpole. Those things. That's what I want.
It'd be great if they did that and they didn't do this whole in-game functionality pretense. But they probably would not sell as well because people don't really like figures that much.
Is it just the in-game pretense that bothers you so much? Is it then that drives the price up for you or something?
No, you know, the in-game pretense is, I think, is dumb. I guess it makes me hate it a little more, but I don't know. They're not big enough or high quality enough for me to be really excited about them as figures. I like really like nice figures.
What if you got a full size flagpole?
This Fox looks so good.
What if this is real size? Like, what if this is Nintendo saying that this is a real to scale Mario? Like, this is the one to one. Mario is this big.
I don't even know what to tell you. You've blown my mind.
If you go larger, you're now the proportions are just getting ridiculous. Like, it doesn't even make sense. Like, it's comical. They're just gonna laugh at you. Like, a bigger Mario, that's impossible. It's a one to one Mario already.
Why of all of them are Marth and the Villager sold out? That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know, but I like both Marth and the Villager.
Wii Fit Lady's gone too.
Oh really?
No, she's still there on mine.
Oh really?
Yeah, she's still there. Yeah,
that must have gone back to stock then.
I guess so. I'm guessing Nintendo will never make another Marth because reasons. They'll just be like, that's it, that's all the Marths. It's like when they sold out of the Pikachu 3DSs on the first day and then never made any more.
So you got to get a Marth now.
I do. It's supply constrained. I have to buy it.
You have to.
I hate myself.
Okay, I got another not stupid hypothetical question for you, Jeff. What would you want these figures to do in game that you would think that they're more like they transcend microtransactions or have like some value beyond just like aesthetically nice?
Have actual games on them.
Okay. Like you put on a Mr. Game & Watch and then you can play Mr. Game & Watch games.
Yeah, but even then it would kind of be weird. Because it's essentially like a pseudo console. Probably just be better just to keep the games and the figures separate.
What about that e-card reader? That was pretty cool.
I'm remembering. I'm thinking of the e-card reader as I talk about this, believe me.
Lovingly stroking your e-card reader. Yes, my precious.
No, I don't have one. I never got one, unfortunately. That was a weird piece of technology. In a way, it surprises me that Nintendo didn't get into this earlier, considering that they had like a precedent with weird physical goods that unlock more shit in-game.
Is this just going to be like one of those things where people look back on this and they're like, yep, Nintendo totally, they totally did the weird physical object that translated to game many years ago in the form of the card, and now they just realized it better, just like the 3DS and the Virtual Boy.
I think it'll be more like, hey, Nintendo jumped on the Skylanders train. That was a fun year.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think they're going to last. But that's, you know, it's whatever. I did buy one, so I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt, even though I'm pessimistic.
It's a dollar cheaper than Disney Infinity figures.
Oh,
battle lines have been drawn.
Yep.
At least the games that you buy are presumably full games without the figures. Like, Smash does not require you to have any amiibos to have fun with it, which is great.
Yeah, I think that's pretty great.
That someone's having some microphone.
Sorry, that's you won't hear. Yeah, that's
okay.
Get over it.
Okay, I will. I'm sorry, Master.
I don't know. That's all I've got to talk about.
Oh, one other thing. Amazon's buying Twitch.
Oh yeah, I thought YouTube was gonna buy Twitch.
They were. The deal fell through at the last minute.
The deal fell through.
Yes.
Which is like, no, flip it. Up ends the tea table, and they're like,
I've
been seeing another lady.
No, that YouTube had antitrust concerns, and they couldn't agree on an exit.
YouTube has trust issues?
Sure. And they couldn't agree on an exit, like, payout, so they nixed it at the last minute. Did you like my Super Saver shipping joke, Griffin?
I didn't read it. Amazon buys Twitch for money. Qualifiers for Super Saver Disc shipping. I don't know what that is. What is Super Saver shipping?
That's if you spend more than $25, you get free Super Saver shipping.
Oh, okay. Isn't that already with Prime? Don't you get free shipping all the time with Prime?
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
All right, then.
Twitch enters the prime time with Amazon.
Whoa. Get Twitch on your Fire TV.
How is Amazon going to deliver the money to Twitch? Via drones.
Oh.
Talks drone on with Amazon and Twitch buyout.
Oh. All right. On that note, are we done with this monster?
Amazon clicks once and purchases Twitch for $9.97.
Yeah, Amazon accidentally clicks buy it now. Purchases
enabled one click purchasing. Accidentally bought Twitch.
Unfortunately, that joke was already taken when they snapped up the was it Washington Post that they got? Was that their newspaper?
I don't know.
I think Bezos bought, but I thought that was more Bezos.
Yeah, that was Bezos, but that was the big joke. That he accidentally clicked buy it now.
Gotcha.
Or whatever. Like, he accidentally turned on one click. So way to be late to the party, Griff.
Whoops, my bad. I'll wait for the next. I'll get it next time, I promise.
Right. You better.
Please.
Well, when time loops back to the beginning, you'll have another chance.
Yeah, excellent. Have you guys seen True Detective? Time is circular.
I have seen the first episode. I think they say that, though.
They do. That show is so good.
I think the character played by McConaughey, who's really awesome and off, like, the character's awful, but McConaughey's awesome. Does he say that? No, I think Harrison says that, doesn't he?
No, McConaughey says it.
Okay.
Yeah. So good.
He's a nihilist.
He is a nihilist. Just like Mario.
He's an analyst.
he's an analropist.
That joke was made 10 years ago in Arrested Development. Jeff,
no!
Late to the party once again.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Time is circular.
I thought I was original.
Roller Coaster Tycoon 5.
When everything comes around again. You'll be ready.
Whoa. Also, hey, did you read about that, Jamie? Roller Coaster Tycoon, or did you just see the words Roller Coaster Tycoon? Like I did, and then go, ah.
No, I'm reading.
What are you learning?
That the PC version is going to be everything I hope for until I play it, and then it's going to be bad.
Okay, that's what I expected. All right. Well, should we wind this puppy down, or is there more stuff that should come out?
I'm done.
I need to come out.
Gay agenda.
Dad, listen up. You done goofed.
The wedding's off.
Consequences will never be the same. Oh, man.
Well, yeah, well, thanks, guys. This has been episode 147 of Boss Barrel Radio. Yep. See you around.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Get some for your anaconda.